Coach, it's Tony Broke, Chuck Brewer. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Robert.
37-13 setback to Delaware last Thursday night in your conference opener. As you've gone back and assessed that tape, just give me your impressions on that game.
Delaware is a good football team, number one. I think the game was a little closer than that, the final score. We certainly didn't get off to a great start in the first half offensively and put together a good third quarter. My impression is we lost to a good football team, and we got to continue to take the good things out of that game, and there were definitely some good things.
Let's start with your defense. While the yardage total was probably more than you would have liked, your team forced four turnovers. You pick off three passes, make too many with a couple of those interceptions. Just talk about maybe how your defense played.
Yeah, I think we gave up too many big plays when it was all said and done, but we certainly created some big plays. We had four sacks. We scrambled them out of the pocket nine other times, something that we wanted to be successful at. You know, last year we only had three interceptions the whole season in 11 games, so we got three. I had the turnover. You know, I think overall we played hard. We played eight different defensive linemen on a regular basis, played a lot of players. And once again, we have to reduce the big play opportunities. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, we had a chance when we went for it on fourth down and, you know, gave up a late interception for a touchdown. But once again, against a good football team, you cannot make mistakes.
First question this morning from Anthony DiCacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach, good morning. Can you provide an update on Roland Dempster's status coming into week two after his injury the other week?
Yeah, I mean, he ran today around, so I think we're okay.
Great, and a follow-up to that. Johnny Martin and Ross Tallarico, though they had limited carries last game, they performed quite well in those carries. How do you plan on integrating them into the offense more moving forward?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, Johnny became our lead guy in the third quarter, and Ross is Mr. Consistency, does everything well. So I think we'll be playing a lot of backs when the game is over, and I think that will benefit us at the end of the season.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Next question, Coach, from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, thanks very much. Your thoughts on the University of Rhode Island coming up on Friday night?
Well, Coach Fleming has done a terrific job. You know, I think first and foremost, I think they're extremely well-coached football team on both sides of the ball. Schematically, they're consistent. They do what they do, and they do it well. I think they've got some very good football players. Obviously, having the quarterback, I feel like he's been there forever. And I know Coach Jim is excited about having him. He's really improved from day one till today. I mean, he's an elite quarterback right now. And I think if you have an elite quarterback, you're going to be in every game and have a chance. And he certainly played that way this past Thursday evening. Physical on defense, can run the football, give a little bit about everything. So certainly challenged, but I think it's a typical CA team, good football team.
Rob, can I follow up one?
Sure.
Yeah. Coach, you mentioned you did some good things against Delaware, and you mentioned the four sacks and the pressures, et cetera. What else were you pleased with coming out of that?
Well, we rushed for 191 yards, and then we had one sack, fumble that went down that we recovered. So rushing for 191 yards is pretty good. In the third quarter, we had 10 first downs and 200 total yards coming out. Should have got a couple more points out of that. So if you take those two things from an offensive perspective, you know, but it's a four-quarter game. Our turnovers came in the fourth quarter. Two of the three interceptions forced some things. Certainly got to get better in the efficiency of the pass game. But we had opportunities. I'll say this, Delaware, I believe, was the number one pass defense in the country last year statistically, right up there, three statistically defensively. Their scheme is very good, very challenging in the first game, and I think we handled it okay physically. Protected the quarterback, dropped back and passed 40 times, let up one sack. So we were okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Got it.
Chuck, first game with your new offensive coordinator, and as you said, you talked about getting back to what you like to do, running the football, and as you said, 191 yards. Were you pleased, and do you think things are getting back to the way you like to see them that way?
Yeah, I think it's always going to be a balance. And I think we probably could have had some more pass yards that would have helped us. You know, unfortunately, two of the pressures Delaware had, we had receivers open and we didn't convert, and they would have been big plays. Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, Rob, I mean, we got to take the little things that are good out of the games. Winning's very important. Will always remain the top goal. But I think we played sound football and came out of it with a good mental approach from the shoulders up.
Pasty made his first significant playing time in quite a while. And as you said, playing against a pretty good defense, as you've gone back and assessed the throws, you know, do you think there's some things that he can clean up?
Yeah, first game rep since 2019. So that's 4 years ago. Yeah, he had about 7 or 8 plays that he could play better on as far as getting the reads correctly. Had 4 or 5 drops. So if you take a couple of those scenarios, and a lot of his incompletions came in the fourth quarter when the game was pretty much over. We were just trying to get back in the game, and that's not how you want to throw the football. He had 12 incompletions in the fourth quarter and 2 interceptions. So if you subtract that part and look at the first 3 quarters, much better statistically. But he'll be on point. Excited about him. Continue to lead us.
One of the things on Thursday night that was great to see 11,000 people at LaValle Stadium for your home opener. Just maybe some comments on that atmosphere.
Yeah, it was terrific. And we honored Brian Collins at the game, which in between the first and second quarter, which was a privilege and an honor to do that as a football program and as a community. It was really exciting, and I think we'll continue to pound at it, and we'll be successful.
You touched a little bit on Kasim and Rhode Island. The Stony Brook Rhode Island games over the past several years, there have been some great ones. Why has this rivalry been so good?
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense to two schools that are similar by the oceans. Recruiting base is the same. We go head to head on them enough times. And I think it's, you know, once again, it's a northern team. And I think you could say that Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Albany, and Stony Brook have developed a keen rivalry playing each other every year. So I think we've developed that old Yankee Conference type of thing in the new Coastal League.
I know, Coach, you talk a lot about improvements from week 1 to week 2 after you've gotten some real game action. What are some of the things that you would like to see your team get better at this Friday night?
Yeah, I think, you know, we came out and played the first half. I mean, our kickoff team on the first play of the game, it was devastating what we physically accomplished in a positive way, and we played hard. I think what everybody else, Coach, would say is a little more consistent, understand the speed of the game. But then again, we only had 2 penalties. Delaware only had 2 penalties. So it was fairly clean from that perspective. Play with confidence coming out of the tunnel and let the game play itself out.
All right, Chuck, safe travels to Rhode Island and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. Good luck, everybody.
All right, thank you.